This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live in Bemidji. Comedy is hard business. Trust me, we just did a sketch about talking moose. It's even harder to make it in comedy living in a remote place. Like, for instance, a small town in a geographically isolated corner of far northern Minnesota. You know, no comedy clubs or improv classes, just a lot of trees, you know. So that's kind of a hypothetical example, maybe. I don't know. But we are lucky here in northern Minnesota to have the talent we've got here tonight. We're going to talk to a pair of comedians taking their show on a national tour for a film they're making about Ojibwe comedy. Right now, though, it's time for a half of that duo. He built a huge YouTube following for his Res Reports segments that he spun off into a stand-up comedy career. A lot of you here know him. Here he is, Rob Fairbanks.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. It's just good to be here. I had to hitchhike all the way here. I had to hitchhike all the way from Cass Lake, and I learned a few things, you know, hitchhiking. One, I learned that try not to look too serial killerish. That always helps. Also, if you do get a ride, try not to talk too weird too much. That'll definitely get you kicked out. Also, I learned it helps if you are carrying an empty case of beer. I was lucky enough for a young gentleman to pick me up in his big, tall pickup, those big mud runners, you might call it. He was nice enough to let me jump in back of his pickup truck. I know what you're thinking. That's a cruel thing, you know, to make a man jump in the back. But his girlfriend and his dog were back there, too. It made it not so bad. Yeah, you know those truckers, they're some serious guys, you know, they take everything seriously. And when he was dropping me off up front, he asked me for one of my beers. I told him, I don't have one. So he brought me all the way back to where he picked me up. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking, you know, for the past 10 years, I've been really wanting to become a motivational speaker. Yeah, that's about as far as I got. You know, I was thinking, what if you were the worst motivational speaker? You know, you're going to be in front of a high school, in front of a bunch of kids, and you're going to be like, I know you want to live free. I know you want to live free of responsibilities, and I know you want to go and see places. So why don't you try being hobos? They live free. They go places. They get to see the country. Yeah, that wouldn't be too great. That'd be the same kind of guy that argues at delis over his JoJo's of why he has to order and wait. You know, he's like, why do I have to say I want 3/4 of a JoJo? Why can't I say I just want this much? You know, why do we got to get numbers into this? You know, it's just not make it complicated. I just want this much. You know, I know I'm not like the best looking guy, you know, I know I'm so homely growing up. The only time my mom claimed me was tax time. I'm so homely. When I go to the doctor, he makes me give myself a physical exam. I'm so homely. When my kids used to stick my face in cookie dough to make Halloween cookies. I'm so homely, I make mosquitoes, leeches, and wood ticks turn to vegetarians. I'm so homely, I once told my old lady, let's spice it up. Let's act like we're going on a one-night stand. She said, I'll be at John's if you need to get a hold of me. It's bad. Yeah, I do these res reports. You might know they call me the res reporter, and here goes here's a little sample. Yeah, today it's about 72 above. Oh. It's a little gusty outside. Yeah, it's just gusty. I gotta remember to get my beaver oil because my lips get just chapped. I can't even smile right now. It hurts. But yeah, the sun's out. Sky looks pretty ace. I've seen some geese flying south. I think their GPS arrow is off, though, because they're going west. They must be Californian geese. Just visiting Canada. That's it. Thank you.
Rob Fairbanks. His comedy colleague John Roberts will be out a little later on.